Hey everyone, welcome to a special edition of the Student Loan Planner podcast. I did not want you to have to wait until next Tuesday to hear that there's some pretty big news with student loans that just came out. So they're going to extend the student loan pause now until August 31st of 2022. We still have a lot of details to come out about this announcement, you know, as to why they announced it the way that they did. And we'll probably talk about that more in detail, I'm going to guess, in next week's podcast when I've had more time to digest this. But I thought we would get this out ASAP just so that you would know August 31st, 2022. That's the new date. There's a couple things that are really interesting in this announcement. One is that Susan Rice, who's the head of the Domestic Policy Council, and one of the key advisors for the Biden administration, is being sort of positioned as somebody who has been key in negotiating these continued pauses. Prior media reporting has been talking about how she's been the leading opponent of these pauses within the administration. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Basically, in other words, what they're trying to do is avoid sort of any, I don't want to call them own goals, but like anyone attacking anyone inside the administration for not going far enough. So by doing August 31st instead of December 31st, like most Democrats in Congress called for, what does this mean? I think that they're trying to buy themselves time for additional political maneuvering when it comes to various things that they might do, like some sort of executive order, some sort of announcement of a new income-driven repayment plan. They're clearly trying to set themselves up to get the maximum political benefit from this announcement. So, for example, if you announced a pause to the end of the year, December 31st, then that would not be that would not be something that would get you as much political benefit as doing piecemeal pauses. If you do one in August, that means you'll be able to do one in the heat of midterm season, you know, say in late July or something like that. So that's part of my thought process on this, is that this is more time to get maximum political benefit, which, you know, makes sense. Politicians obviously want to win re-election, right? So that's kind of one of the reasons I think that they're saying August 31st. I do think that they will want to announce something before the election. They can't just announce another pause, because I think that that wouldn't do anything to turn out the base, right? That's one of the big concerns if you're a Democrat or a Democratic voter, is that if you look at Democratic voter enthusiasm, it's very low for a variety of reasons, right? Economic headwinds, failure to pass a lot of the progressive priorities the administration set out to do. And younger voters in particular have had a very large swing of their net approval rating, really nosediving for the president and for his administration. So you do need to do something politically for younger voters with student debt before the midterms, or at least you need to announce or look like you're doing something. And it can't just be an additional announcement in August that the student loan pause is going to get extended yet again. There's two scenarios that I think might happen. They might do an announcement around that time frame before they allow that national emergency declaration to expire. I think they might try to craft something to come out with some sort of additional relief. It might be an income-driven repayment waiver, kind of like the PSLF waiver that they try to give people additional credit for loan forgiveness to. It might be, you know, attempting to cancel $10K of student debt and just knowing that that's going to get thrown to the courts to try to gin up voter enthusiasm. For an example of that, look back at the eviction moratorium, right? Eviction moratorium, you know, president basically said he thought his hands were tied. There was progressive activism led by Representative Cori Bush to push him to institute it anyway. And he did that knowing that the Supreme Court with the 6-3 conservative majority would strike it down, right? But it was a good politics. So that's kind of the thought process that I've got is I'm going to be really looking carefully at what are the administration's plans on student debt. You know, going into the midterms, what are they going to do? I would wager that it's going to be a whole lot more posturing than substance because of that issue with the 6-3 conservative majority Supreme Court. And just the reality is that they don't have, you know, with a 50-50 Senate, they don't really have a lot of ability to do a whole lot of overhaul of any kind. So I would look for executive action. Specifically, I'd look for executive action before this national emergency declaration expires. A lot of Democratic governors have been requested to have about 3 months notice before that emergency declaration expires. This gives the president and governors a lot more leeway in suspending normal rules of things, like requiring student loan payments, right? This would not be possible, you know, at least under the administration's claiming authority from the HEROES Act of 2003, without looking at that specific statute and having a national emergency declaration. So one thing that we might see is the administration might legitimately decide that it's better to not have the national emergency declaration anymore for political reasons, more so than it is to have this authority to do things on narrow issues like student loan debt. If you're going into the midterms, those are going to be decided by the economy, inflation, and the state of COVID, and that's pretty much it, right? So if you want to have that messaging of, hey, COVID's behind us, the economy is amazing, roaring, recovery, which is really what was fascinating about the recent press conference that happened at the White House a couple days ago. The administration was just talking about how the economy is just gangbusters and just doing so well, and almost record low unemployment, which is true. We have 3.6% unemployment as the lowest in almost 50 years. So the only time it's ever been lower was right before the pandemic when the unemployment rate was at 3.5%. So you've got a near 50-year low unemployment rate, yet you're also saying, hey, the economy is not recovered enough where we can have student loan borrowers start payments again. So this is very clearly a political situation, right? Regardless of what you think of the policy merits of anything, policy is not driving this at all right now. This is completely and 100% a what should we do for political reasons kind of situation. I mean, if you advocate for cancellation, then you would say that they should have done that from a policy perspective, right? If you don't advocate for it, then you would say that they should have started things already. So in other words, why would you have like these weird announcements like August 31st? Like, why choose that date? You really have to read between the lines and say, what maximizes the political chances for the party in power subject to the normal limitations of executive orders, statutes, and things like that? This is not 538. This is not a politics podcast, but we talk about it when it's relevant. And the point of talking about it is to help sort of figure out what kind of aid or lack thereof is coming your way. That's my goal, is that you would know about these things before other people would know about them, that you'd be able to implement them, and helping out your finances in a big way, that you'd be able to just benefit by getting a heads up on stuff before any of your friends, and that you would love these updates so much that you tell your friends about the Student Loan Planner podcast. So I'm grateful that they're extending it to August 31st, because I booked our first overseas trip in 2 years to Europe in the beginning of May. I was so confident they were going to extend it, I went ahead and did that. So thank goodness, that would have made for a really miserable vacation, having the inundation of help requests all coming at that point in time. So I'm grateful that we'll have a little bit of an extension. I'm grateful the Student Loan Planner team will have a little bit of an opportunity for maybe some of a summer break, which will be nice. And I think that we'll be monitoring things like a hawk for you to figure out what sort of additional relief may or may not be coming your way. And this new IDR plan, I'm a little skeptical that it's going to be transformational. The proposal that they put forward was basically, I think it was 5% of your income until you get to 300% of the poverty line, and then 10% above that. So that would maybe save, I think, off the top of my head, I have to look at the numbers, but it might have saved like $50 a month for most borrowers, and it would have made it a lower income borrowers with undergrad loans having a lot easier time. So I'm going to be looking for the publication of that IDR plan, which should be coming out, I believe, maybe in the summer, maybe around July, is when I'm looking for that announcement of the income-driven repayment plan, the new one. And so you actually could see a situation where you have this new IDR plan, some sort of additional student loan relief announced, maybe even something that they announce they would expect would be challenged by the courts for the purpose, again, of trying to gin up voter enthusiasm to protect seats in the midterms. So we'll be watching everything for you. Thank you for listening to the Student Loan Planner podcast. Our team continues to book record numbers of calls right now, thanks to the PSLF waiver, to a lesser extent, rising interest rate environment. A lot of the concerns people have about like how student loans relate to other decisions, like buying a house when the cost of a mortgage has gone up significantly. And we're launching a bunch of new initiatives that I'm excited to share about you in the weeks ahead. So I'll talk more about those later. Hope you've enjoyed today's emergency episode of the Student Loan Planner podcast.